how innovative do you think a 100-year-old insurance company is? Not fast. So we create custom programs that cover those devices, whereas the legacy insurance companies couldn't wrap their heads around how to assign risk to that.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Goldman, and this is Future Proof.
I think it's safe to say so much of our society is based off of consumption, no? But at the same time, there's another interesting trend. People want to hold onto their stuff for longer. Consumers have demonstrated an interest in their purchases' longevity, partially fueled perhaps by a greater interest in sustainability and the effect our consumption has on the environment. That's why I wanted to talk to Woodrow H. Levin. Woody is the CEO and co-founder of Extend, the leading provider of modern product protection. I talked to him about the problems with legacy protection plans, why consumers are trying to hold on to products for longer, some big news he's breaking this week, and why that big news is such a big deal. I think you'll enjoy this one, so let's jump right in.
So Woody, welcome to Future Proof.
Hey Jeremy, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for this. I wanted to ask you first off what we start with everybody with, which is who are you and what do you do on a day-to-day basis? How do you define yourself?
For sure. How do I define myself? I'd say first and foremost, I'm a father and a husband. But in the work world, I am the co-founder and CEO of Extend. And Extend is the leader in modern customer-focused extended warranties and protection plans.
And I love that. I think one thing that I'm really curious about is, and this is one thing that we talk about a lot on this show, is how people innovate and how people find things that they want to innovate, you know, things that are broken, things that can be better. So how for you was this the thing that you were like, oh, wow, this is something that could have a lot better of a user experience?
You know, I love talking about process and entrepreneurial process and how ideas sort of germinate and then and grow and then, you know, now into full-fledged businesses. For me, it came from a personal experience. So as a kid, I played a ton of video games and I used to go to a place called Babbage's. I don't know if you remember Babbage's, but Babbage's became Babbage's became GameStop. And whenever I would go there to pick up video games or try to get a new console, I would always be offered extended warranties and protection plans. And I'd buy them because I was, you know, young and I didn't have a lot of money. And I wanted to make sure that if something broke, I could get that replacement product, hopefully with no hassle. So fast forward many years, I don't want to date myself specifically, but I sit on the board of DraftKings and I was playing DraftKings, Daily Fantasy, against their CEO, our CEO, Jason Robbins at DraftKings. And my running back got hurt. So I got no points and I wound up losing $100 to him in a daily fantasy contest. And as friends do, we were texting each other, talking a little trash back and forth. And basically I said to him, if my player didn't get hurt, I would have kicked your butt. And he said, well, he did, too bad. Might have been more colorful language that was being tossed around there. And I said, you know, we need to put a protection plan around the player's performance. Because DraftKings will show you an expected point value your player is supposed to get. So we basically said, if your player scores a standard deviation outside of their expected point value because they get hurt, they get benched, they have a bad game, they're inclement weather, whatever it may be, that you get your entry fee back. So think of it as sort of like insurance in blackjack. He said, you know what, Woody, if you want to build it, we'll implement it. And DraftKings, I don't know what they'll do. They're a public company. They'll do billions of dollars a year this year in contests, but it's a feature for them. It's not a product, and it definitely wasn't a business. But it brought me back to those days when I used to be offered extended warranties, and I thought, where else can I offer this? And I went down this rabbit hole, Jeremy, you know, and I had my iPad out. I had my computer up. I was looking on my phone, and I was seeing who offered extended warranties and protection plans today and who didn't. And that's how the idea came about.
Yeah, and to me, that's really interesting because I think just identifying the pain point, I think that's one thing that I've noticed a lot is that the most successful companies are the ones where they have an origin story, where they've noticed that there's a legitimate problem to solve in the market and it's not purely mercenary, but there's some kind of personal story behind it. I mean, what do you consider to be the problem with legacy protection plans in general, the way that they've been set up? Because I know that that's kind of something that you're really trying to disrupt, is disrupt the old way of, you know, them working. But like, what are some of the things that you identified that were, you know, basically broken, where you had the opportunity to do better then?
So, you know, it's a great question, because when I defined the problem set for Extend, we identified three things, three problems. Number one is what we call a distribution problem, that there was no easy to integrate or API first solution that allowed any merchant of any size to offer extended warranties and protection plans on the products they sell. You saw that the biggest merchants, Amazon, Best Buy, Costco, Walmart, Wayfair, were all offering extended warranties, but other retailers were being ignored or they didn't have the capabilities to do this. And this is not dissimilar, right, from other API first solutions that have disintermediated or disrupted commerce in general. Stripe, before Stripe, API first solution for taking payments, merchants had to do direct integrations into the payment gateways themselves. And this was extremely complex, cumbersome, and took a lot of time and money. Beyond that, you look at I call it layaway, but it's now called buy now, pay later, right? Again, you had to get through Synchrony Financial, you would get an actual credit card, right? If you remember at the Gap or Banana Republic, you'd get a credit card in order to get financing. Now there's an API-first solution for financing. So there's precedent here for API-first solutions enabling merchants of all sizes to offer their consumers what only the biggest merchants were before, right? But no one had figured out that distribution problem. So that's number one. The second and most important thing that we identified was the customer experience of the legacy protection plans that are out in the market today was lacking. The customer experience was poor. It was full of gotchas or obstacles or hurdles. These companies are relying on breakage, right? They're relying on the ability for customers not to want to file a claim, to not want to sit on hold for 30 minutes. And then when a claim is filed, that adjudication, the approval or denial of the claim can sometimes take 7 to 14 days. I mean, you want your product back, right? So we said, can we use technology and create this modern digitally native experience that you would build from the ground up today? And we launched with Kaylee, our claims adjudicator bot. She handles 98% of claims to completion in under 60 seconds today, right? So you were getting a claim decision immediately. And then we're replacing that product. We're sourcing it directly from that manufacturer or that store that you purchased it from. So we're keeping you in their ecosystem rather than sending you a prepaid check or debit card in the mail, which means then you have to go out and try to buy something else, or maybe you'll use it for toys for your kids or a vacation or whatever it may be. So dramatically improving the customer experience from a claims perspective, also an offer presentment perspective, making it transparent, easy to understand, and removing the hurdles that are there. So number one, solving distribution. Number two, improving customer experience. And then the third one, and this will be a short conclusion to this question, but the third thing was using data science and machine learning in order to optimize purchase conversion rates. Typically, legacy providers for their merchant partners only give 4 to 5% conversion rates, meaning 4 to 5 people who are offered an extended warranty convert and purchase. We're seeing 12, 15, as high as 25% conversion rates. So many multiples greater than the market. And the reason for this is because we created visually appealing offers that are transparent to the consumer on what's covered, what's not covered, is there a deductible, how do you file a claim? And then we're using multivariate testing to test different pricing, placement, copy, content, and more. Right, typical what you'd see in online advertising and bringing it to this industry.
So it's interesting because to me, that last part arguably could be the most interesting if you're thinking about it from a what impact does that have on companies? Because if companies are incentivized to actually all of a sudden make money on a product lasting longer, right, and a greater percentage of their revenue is tied up in that warranty, then I don't know if, but tell me if I'm wrong, but I can see companies actually thinking more about the longevity of their products.
Absolutely. And since we are able to not only sell the extended warranty, but then adjudicate the claim, we work with our merchant partners. If you're an OEM, original equipment manufacturer, you can give us troubleshooting steps and or error codes that we can collect when something goes wrong with the product. So most of these companies, let's take iRobot as an example. iRobot knows what happens during the manufacturer warranty period. After that, if something goes wrong, they don't know. They don't have any visibility into what broke or what the issue was. We actually collect and aggregate this data past the manufacturer warranty period, package it up, make it actionable, and push it back to them so they can improve their products long term, which is just better for everybody.
It's interesting also because I think of products like customer service, like Zendesk type products, where they're essentially optimizing for one particular thing rather than every single company trying to figure out how to do back-end customer service on their own. And it sounds to me like that's ultimately what you're trying to do, which is just focus on one thing and doing one thing really well so that companies can focus on all the things they want to do well.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that we represent our merchant partners well for the customers they're engaging with, because at the end of the day, we're an extension of their brand, but we're trusted by so many great companies, including, you know, Peloton and iRobot and Logitech and Harman Kardon and Brilliant Earth and Traeger Grills and Z Galleria and so many more, that we've earned that trust in the industry.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I was actually taking a look at all the merchants, and when I last checked, there were about 600, including the likes of Peloton and iRobot. And how do you get well-known brands to bet on you as a nascent service provider offering something that's, you know, kind of familiar, but also kind of new? Is it just as simple as, hey, you were going to do this anyway, and or like, to your point, this was something that was just too difficult to offer some smaller providers before, and you made it a little bit easier?
For a long time, many of the merchants, you know, out of the 600 plus merchants that we work with today, I would say that 95% plus of those merchants have never had a protection plan program before. And those are, you know, big merchants like Harman Kardon and JBL and RealTruck and Z Galleria and Brilliant Earth and others. They just haven't had the opportunity to offer their customers that. And it's either been because they didn't want to offer a subpar customer experience that the legacy providers offer, right? Or the integration from the legacy providers was just too difficult and costly and time consuming. So, you know, when we approach these merchants with an easy to integrate solution that costs nothing to turn on, yet generates significant incremental profit as well as greater peace of mind for customers to make purchase decisions, they jump at the opportunity. You know, in the beginning, we're almost a three-year-old company. Our three-year-old birthday is on February 11th of 22. You know, in the beginning, it was building trust. And we're still doing that every single day. It was building trust with merchants and allowing them to interact with their customers. And, you know, we're very fortunate that we have little to no churn. We have very sticky product. We treat our merchants very well and our customers well. That's a focus from the beginning. And that's how we've been able to move up market.
You know, forgetting about what Extend has done right over the last 3 years or so, what are some of the market conditions behind your business growth and demand for protection plans in general? Are there any kind of, you know, tailwinds that have allowed you to grow, or that this is the time to launch something like what you're working on?
Yes, sir. There are. And you know, the pandemic was a tremendous challenge for everyone. It continues to be a tremendous challenge for everyone. A lot of people shifted their buying behavior, and we saw that e-commerce sales, you know, moved up almost like three or four X in terms of the percentage of actual product sales that happened versus in store. So, you know, that was a big tailwind for us. In the early first 2 years of the company, we were really only focused on enabling online merchants for extended warranties and protection plans. And now we're omni-channel. So not only do we work with 600 plus merchants online, we're also live in over 6,000 brick and mortar stores across the country. So we truly have an omni-channel solution here. But, you know, without a doubt, the proliferation of new e-commerce enablement solutions, such as buy now, pay later, free shipping, returns management, there's this new commerce stack which is being built, and this trend to give customers optionality that merchants are really looking for, and Extend has become a core part of that.
Yeah, and I think that there's another, and I have no idea if this is a part of it at all, but like in recent years, there's been a lot of talk about consumers buying more through resale channels, caring more about sustainability in general. And if that's the case, have you seen any tailwinds from consumers wanting to hold on to their purchases longer? Just kind of being aware, especially you think about consumer electronics, some data I've seen suggests that consumers are thinking more about what's in their product and that there are some things that are not recyclable. So therefore, you might want to hold on to something a little bit longer if possible. But I don't know if that's something that's too difficult to measure.
You know, we see it and hear about it more from the merchant side in understanding what are the benefits of having a protection plan program in place. How do you, yes, you're absolutely right. How do you get customers to hold on to the product longer if it's broken, because we can repair it for them through one of our depot repair partners? Or if we have to replace that product to make sure that it doesn't go just into a landfill, and we use one of our e-recycling partners to make sure that it's done responsibly. So it's less that we've heard that from consumers from where we sit, but more so from our merchant partners, making sure they know that we're a reliable partner who is thinking about being green and making sure that we take care of the environment.
I mean, one of the, and I know you talked about this a little bit before, one of the problems with warranty protection in general is that claims processing and resolution process, and it impacts the user experience and the perception of that brand if you have a poor experience there. And I imagine it's obviously beneficial to work with a company like Extend because they're going to be the subject matter experts who are going to help you do well and you know, presumably have less friction in that process. So can you go a little bit more into how specifically you innovate and solve for that? Is there, you know, AI, you know, that's implemented in some way that makes the process a little bit better?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head where it's merchants who are selling products are focused on selling products, right? They don't want to have to manage an extended warranty and protection plan program as well. So we've created enterprise grade tooling that manages the interaction from soup to nuts. We can programmatically go in and map their entire product catalog to specific extended warranties and protection plans. With Advanced Auto Parts, we go through over 13 million products, then that's changing on a weekly basis. That's a non-trivial challenge to be able to understand all that and make sure that we remove the manual aspect of this because we don't want to create more work. On the claims side specifically, as I said, 98% of our claims are taken care of through Kaylee, our claims adjudication bot. We are a fully licensed administrator. So we have the legal right to approve and deny claims all across the United States and Canada. Allowing us to do that means that we don't have to take in the claim, throw it over the fence to a legacy insurance company, wait for their ruling, and then talk back to the customer. So it's really important for us to be able to control that customer experience and provide an AppleCare-like experience across the entire customer journey.
I actually want to come back to that AppleCare for everything quote that I just took a look at from you. So let's come back to that. I know that you have some big news that's breaking this week, and I am excited. We're obviously recording this a little bit early, so this week, meaning I believe it's the week of the 20th, this is going live, so I believe your news is coming out on the 17th or so?
Yes, sir.
Very excited if you can share that with us. We'll have already broke, but still, what's the big news, and what does it really mean? Why is it important, you know, for consumers and for the company in general?
Absolutely. So before we get into this, taking a step back, there's three parts to what we call the service contract stack. And service contracts are extended warranties and protection plans. The vernacular is interchangeable. There is the technology-enabled broker. So that's our integrations into Shopify, Magento, Salesforce, Commerce Cloud, BigCommerce, et cetera. Our APIs, our offers SDK. Then you have the fully licensed administrator. That's who is, as I said, charged with approval and denial of claims, as well as controlling that customer experience and getting the customer to resolution, whether it's repair or replacement of the product. The last piece of the puzzle is the underwriting. Who's taking on the balance sheet risk of the program? Who's responsible for paying out the claims in order to get that new product or get that product repaired? So traditionally, we own 2/3 of the service contract stack. We were the technology-enabled broker. That's really our bread and butter. We're the fully licensed administrator, the most important part of the stack, so we can own that customer experience and deliver something that's new and innovative. And we relied on our insurance partners to do the underwriting. Along with that, with the underwriting, we started about a year and a half ago of what's called shadow underwriting every single one of our protection plans that were sold. And we weren't actually taking on the balance sheet risk, but we were collecting data on failure rates, on customer interactions, on premium pricing, and more, comparing that to the legacy partners that we were working with so that when we were ready, we would be in a good position to be able to become what's called our own obligor, get the licenses for that, and take on our balance sheet risk. So I'm happy to announce that Extend is fully vertically integrated now. We're the only company that is fully vertically integrated as a technology-enabled broker, fully licensed administrator, and license obligor in all 50 states. So we are actually taking on the balance sheet risk of our protection plan programs across all of our merchant integrations.
So did you know I got to say, this is probably the first interview ever for a lot of people where they've heard the word obligor, right? And given that, does it make it easier or harder to innovate in an area where they're just a lot of people that don't understand the complexity, I can see it in some ways being an advantage, because if you dive into the complexity and nobody else is willing to, then there's a market opportunity that you can potentially dominate.
It does so much for us. And I guess the question I would say, you know, to the listeners and yourself is, how quick, how innovative do you think a 100-year-old insurance company is? Not fast. So for us to be able to customize programs that benefit consumers, that go to the specific failures that merchants are seeing, that OEMs are seeing with their product. A quick example is iRobot, the Roomba and the Zumba, the remote control vacuum cleaner and mop. They roll over pet doo-doo and it breaks them, right? So they said, can you create a custom plan that protects against pet biohazard and include that in the protection plan that we sell? Because we have a lot of customers who deal with this. And we did. Electric scooters, electric skateboards. These are new transportation devices that no one's seen before. We create custom programs that cover those devices, whereas the legacy insurance companies couldn't wrap their heads around how to assign risk to that. So by owning the full stack, we can do so much more. We can move faster. We can create custom programs. And because we own that full stack, Jeremy, we are able to monitor the losses in these programs in near real time in order to make adjustments in premium pricing and more.
And that to me seems to be one of the most interesting things, at least for me, you know, given running a show called Future Proof, is the fact that you're sitting on all of this data that then allows companies to, in effect, make better decisions around their products, right? So in that way, I mean, I guess technically a lot of insurance is a data play because it's collecting data to assess risk and make better decisions, you know, around the future.
You're absolutely right, and you've hit the nail on the head. At the end of the day, the data that we are able to utilize in order to better serve our merchant partners, better serve our customers, which is providing better pricing in the market with substantially better coverage than the legacy players can do, will allow us to grow faster and to get to market quicker than any of these other companies can. Again, owning that full stack is so important because we monitor the program on a portfolio basis, which is all 600 plus merchants, on a specific merchant basis, and even a specific product basis. So the legacy underwriters are getting data 1-2 quarters in arrears, then they have to analyze it, right? So they're literally 3-4 quarters late to changing and updating these programs, where we can do it in near real time and be a true partner with our merchants, with our OEMs, letting them know, here's the failures we're seeing. This is how you can build better. Here's how we can underwrite better to serve your customers. So you're absolutely right. You know, for us, data on the products that we're seeing, failure rates on the products that we're seeing, allows us to be a much better constituent for all parties.
I know you talked about before about e-commerce and extended warranties and, you know, how they play in the e-commerce world. What are some of the differences between extended warranties in e-commerce, and how does it differ from warranties for in-store purchases?
So they're not dissimilar. I mean, we, again, since we're an omni-channel company, so we sell extended warranties online and also across 6,000 brick and mortar stores. We see a higher attach rate in store. Because you have that one-on-one connection with a consumer. Hopefully it's not a pushy sales person, because sometimes that does happen too. But we think, again, and what we're seeing through our data when we sell to customers online, is that an informed consumer, right, who is being spoken to transparently about what's covered, what's not covered, what the benefits are making a decision to purchase at a much higher rate than someone who sees a line of text that says, add a protection plan. So we do a ton. We have an entire field services team that creates custom marketing materials, that creates playbooks on how the extended warranty should be sold, what it covers, what it doesn't, FAQs. We have a field team that goes out and trains regional managers who then filter it down to their teams. We use online training simulators and more to make sure that that our partners know the best practices for selling our protection plans.
And then last thing, because I've learned a lot. I think this is really interesting. I heard you recently say that the new change that you announced this week can help you achieve your vision of becoming the Apple Care for Everything, which seems big to me. You know, like what does that mean exactly? I know you raised, I think it was a quarter billion or so last year, chump change, I know. But, you know, there's obviously a lot going on here. So how big do you think that this can get? You know, what does the company look like in a few years?
So, I use AppleCare for everything because a lot of times I have conversations with people and I ask, do you buy extended warranties? And they'll say, no, I don't buy extended warranties. The customer service is terrible. And I'll say, well, do you buy AppleCare? And they'll say, yes, of course I buy AppleCare. And I'll say, well, AppleCare is an extended warranty done well and under a specific brand name. So we ascribe to be that layer of protection that's there that you know you can rely on, that you can trust, right? And that you know you're getting value when you purchase. And that's why I say we can be AppleCare for everything. You know, I said earlier, it really has been the top 1% of merchants who've had the opportunity to offer extended warranties and protection plans. The rest of the market is not being served today. That 1% of merchants, the top 1% of merchants, represents about 54, 56 cents out of every dollar spent online. And it's about $100 billion a year in annual premium business. So we think we can double that to a $200 million in annual premium business. And that's just with online. And there's a tremendous amount of merchants who are offline, brick and mortar merchants, who still don't have the ability to offer extended warranties and protection plans. So we think there's a tremendous opportunity ahead here and that we can build a meaningful standalone business.
Well, I think that's a great note to end on. You know, I'd wish you all the luck in the world, but it doesn't sound like you need it.
I'll take any well wishes that you could send our way.
There you go. But no, this was really terrific. Woody, thanks so much for making the time.
Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate you having me, sir.
Thanks again to Woody for making the time. If you like what you just heard and this is your first time here, be sure to subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Stitcher, the choice is yours. And if you're a longtime listener, please remember to rate and review Futureproof, as that's the number one way we get the show in front of people just like you. Special thanks this week to our producers, Jason Stack and V. Cortuccio.
Once again, I'm Jeremy Goldman, and you've been listening to Futureproof.